that we received this morning, ne? We received it this morning. It was circulated now this morning, and then maybe we'll have to get the actual presentation on this report from legal, because legal department did some work and took that work to the speaker, and the speaker is now referring it to us. Remember, it's flowing from the ad hoc recommendations. I just want members to brace on this one so that we can deal with it properly. But if we can deal with it properly now, it's fine. But I thought we'll have to do some work before we bring it here. Honorable Tolash.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, you are outlining exactly what we discussed and agreed in the last meeting. You did that out of the opening remarks of a meeting where we were going to deal with other matters, but there was this matter that was outstanding. You requested that the Speaker's office should bring before the committee the legal people that must guide us to take this process forward. Because there's no question on all the work that has been done, both by the, especially by the ad hoc and the recommendations thereof, because all that was adopted by Parliament. The only thing now is for the PC to be empowered to be able to lead. I'm not sure what is this that now makes us to look at the documentation, because documentation is something that we all know, and is the report that we adopt as part of the House. So what we needed to do is to action, put infrastructure to action the decisions of the House now that were the recommendations from the ad hoc committee. So if we can be given a report on are the legal people from the Parliament coming in? If yes, can they come in? If no, why are they not coming? Because that was the decision. And why must we look at this? Because all we needed to do is to action the decision as according to the Constitution of the Republic, that whilst you lie before Parliament, you must go to jail. Yes, they must lay charges. That's it.
Thanks, Chair. This report was ATC'd two weeks ago, yes, after having sat on the Speaker's desk since June. I think while I support the idea of having legal services talk us through the report, I think having read the report myself, it's really quite clear. Legal services was given a mandate to investigate who misled or provided false information to the SABC inquiry with a view of criminal charges being laid for a violation of the Powers and Privileges Act. This report has now identified who those individuals are, which are Mutambi, Khaldanes, Maguve, and Gubane, which now the action that is now required by Parliament is to lay criminal charges for violations of the Powers and Privileges Act. We cannot afford to dilly-dally and take a long time to do that. This report was adopted by the National Assembly, was adopted by almost all parties in the National Assembly. We adopted a recommendation that people who misled the SABC inquiry must have criminal charges laid against them. I think it is our responsibility to restore Parliament as the body that conducts oversight. We've had seen too many executives that do not respect us. We saw Mutambi, she didn't appear before the Public Service Committee. Here today we have a minister who did not give her apologies for not appearing before us. The deputy minister who did not appear before us, and she didn't give us reasons. So it's time for us to put our money where our mouth is. If people violate the rules that govern Parliament, we must take action and must lay those criminal charges. In fact, the person who must lay the criminal charges is the constitutional head of Parliament, which is the Speaker. So she must go down to the police station and must lay those criminal charges. If she doesn't want to, then we as a committee must all walk down to the police station and lay those charges. But we cannot have a situation where that doesn't happen. Thanks, Chair.
Do you want to talk to Honorable Ndlozi?
By the point of order.
point of order.
I put my mind in the pen, not in where my mouth is.
Honorable Dozer?
Your mouth is in the bank. It's in a safe somewhere, locked. Somewhere on a street in Johannesburg, which I remember. Corner president, and there is a bank there of mouths. Now, point 32 and 33. Let's read together. It says, in terms of the powers, privileges, and immunities of Parliament and Provisional Legislature Act, Provincial Legislature Act, an offence of misleading must be willful and therefore requires the element of intention to mislead. The offence contained in Section 17, Subsection 2E of the Act does not refer to incidents of contradictory evidence being led. The identification by the CLSO of certain people is not conclusive of judging that they misled the inquiry. The evidence contained in the final report of the ad hoc committee creates the reality of conflicting testimony, but not necessarily that which is false or misleading. Now, the intentions of the report being given to us by the speaker, I want to understand precisely, is she saying we must decide what happens? Because the proposals of the criminal charges is to take that responsibility of establishing those 2 points to a police station, or does it lie with us? Before we make a decision, let's hear the proper legal advice. You see, I've been to many police stations, laying many charges against people who hold public office, and over the years, I wouldn't be quick for spectre, I might, but I wouldn't be quick if I want real justice for people who mislead Parliament, and there are many. So I need advice. I want that advice. Let us hear what is being said. I'll make an example, Honorable Chairperson. Is it the Constitutional Court reaches a decision that somebody broke the oath of office and inadvertently broke the Constitution? But the Constitution says that person will have to move if it is a serious violation. And in the whole judgment, the word serious is not there, which means it must come to us and we must decide if it is serious or not. We have a lot of power, often more than police stations and the police and so on and so forth, in relation to our members and the people that appear in front of us and so on and so forth in our entities. That act is a very powerful act. So I would want the indulgence of our honorable members. Let us hear what is the legal advice to us and then take a decision whether we take it to the police station or, you know, or we do both. I don't know. I want to hear the legal advice. I wouldn't be quick to go to a police station.
The legal advice that was raised or proposed is that of the legal services of Parliament.
Their advice not to go to a police station.
No. Angithi, we say we must request legal. Dr. Ndlozi.
Sorry.
We must.
You know, the
proposal was saying, as we agreed last time, just that it's not happening, we must bring legal services to the committee to advise us on this report. That was the proposal. In fact, rehashing what we said must be done last time, and it's not happening. I hope this time around we'll be able to get the legal services to come to us. Vanara is Vanara. You see, the very relevant person is Vanara, because he was handling this. But it's in somewhere else.
Procedure, Chair.
Chair, insofar as follow up is concerned on the matter, the legal service that I'm requesting is for the people within the institution to come and walk with us.
Yes.
What is before us? For us to reach a conclusion. So that you don't sit here and take a decision like Honorable Rosier reluctantly say, let's go to the police station. When you get there, then the police say, this is not enough for you to open a case. Let them come here. Let them take us through. Let us ask direct questions relevant to what we know and what was recommended and adopted by the House against what we now see and the experience that we are having, like Honorable Mudlozi is saying. Therefore, sitting here in the committee with them, walk paragraph by paragraph, so that when you take a decision, you take a decision that is not going to be emotional, because we would want to see the proper conclusion of this matter, Chapter 6. Thank you.
Okay. If you are against what Honorable Dolashe is saying, I will let you speak, because I think this is our conclusion, that we must bring legal services here next week to take us through the report and advise us on the course of action. This is what the Honorable Dolashe is saying. Are you agreeing with that? Yes, okay. I'll come to you.
Thanks, Chair.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. Koba, Honorable Fanda.
Thanks, Chair. I'm not opposed to the idea of legal services talking us through the report. I mean, we need to be 100% on the side of the law. I was just mentioning that the recommendation was that anyone who violated the Powers and Privileges Act, our instruction from the recommendation of a report adopted by Parliament is that criminal charges must be laid. Now, we know that that the report was tabled before the Speaker, and part of the reasons she was given for delaying the report was that she'd requested that the people implicated give written response to the report. Now, I would like, when legal services comes next week, that they bring that information. Because we don't know that, this report could have very well been altered after that written response was submitted. So I want to know, when legal services comes, they must come with those facts. What was the original report, if it wasn't an original report? Written submissions that were submitted by people implicated, I believe we need to have those in front of us, and whether or not the report was amended following those written submissions.
I think that is recorded. Honorable Kumbel?
Si tetindo enye, si teta gendela. I think you have to confide exactly in the manner Honorable the evidence of this question is on record. All what you need is legal officers to analyze it and tell us if it meets the requirements. And if so meet the requirements, what is the line? Because we're not here to determine legalities. We are here to be advised legally. Those two are not the same. So all I'm saying, I wanted to leave it there. And it must be a written opinion, so that we have the copy.
You want to close it, Honorable Dolashe?
Yeah,
yes. On this one.
Yeah, that's fine. No, the final proposal that I think might help all of us is that the Speaker must come to brief us. So that she, we don't speak for her. We do not begin to interpret her intentions and all of that. I think we must invite the Speaker, give the Speaker the opportunity to say yes or no, that she must come and say, I requested written replies. These are the written replies, honorable members. Therefore, I am saying that I refer the matter to you, honorable members. Let the speaker make that determination. So an invitation to the speaker to brief us as part of the proposal of moving forward. But I want to caution. I really want to caution. I understand that that's what the House decided. But I want members to be open to the idea that both can happen. We can go to a police station. I've gone to many police stations. There are a lot of compounded issues there. We must be open to determining ourselves that intention to mislead Parliament and make a conclusive recommendation to the House so that we restore teeth to this honourable institution. Those are my two contributions, Chairperson. I think I rest.
Okay, I think we are fine. We invite the office of the speaker, honourable, to come and brief us properly. So that's what we'll do. I think that's a concrete proposal that we talk to the legal services, we write to the speaker to come, to the office of the speaker to come brief us. If that package is given to the legal services, well, that's fine. Members, is there anything else? I think on this question, we've already summarized what needs to be done.
Agree.
And then we'll find space next week. The program is here.
Sure.
You have the program for tomorrow. And maybe it will be necessary to be briefed. Where is this thing happening? Are you aware? I'm not aware. It's written here. Oh, that's very good. It's very good. Do you see where we are going to meet tomorrow?
E249.
That's right.
That is where
I wanted to check if because members get lost all the time. You have something else, Honourable Fanda?
Modern MPs, we use our laptops to read our documents. That venue doesn't have plug points. Can we please be sure that there's going to be plug points so we can work on our devices? Thanks, Chair.
Somebody's whispering that it's no longer 249. Banjal. It's no longer 249 because of the conference. It will be used by the women's conference. So we are going to 475.
E475.
V475. So that's where we are going, members. Is it going to be live? Because we want South Africa to hear. Is everything or arranged for it to be live? There are cameras, but there is SABC. Okay. There is SABC is going to be there. Is there anything else, members? The meeting. Then there is lunch.
Where?
Thank you, another member.